is.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mask.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
Unbelievable.
The Sports Hub.
Field Yates and I have been tracking this story for a couple of weeks now. Basically, just to be clear, Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game suspension for performance-enhancing substance. Now, that case is under appeal right now, and we'll see whether or not he can have any of that overturned. And the system's not infallible, and we'll see how it works out over time. But this is yet another interesting twist for the New England Patriots, with their wide receiver now facing a 4-game suspension moving forward. And obviously, he will try to fight this. He will try to have this reduced. The appeal right now is underway as we speak. But again, we talked about being there for OTAs, yeah, and some of these other wide receivers now who could figure even more prominently. Plus, we also have a situation where we've seen this team, the Patriots team last year, started without Tom Brady for 4 games. It's missed Gronk at various points for 4 games. And now we've got a player who's coming off a torn ACL, who turned 32 years old last month, now obviously facing a 4-game suspension.
Adam Schefter breaking the news, as promised, right to you for your reaction here on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Jason in the car, go ahead.
Yeah, of course Guerrero knew what his guys do, regardless of their level of involvement with him. I just think it's interesting that nobody's pointing out that Belichick started to separate the team from Guerrero last year. Is it possible, since we're talking about possibilities, that Belichick got wind of what Guerrero was doing and needed to create some separation between him and the team because of the PED involvement?
It's possible. I don't think that's it, because, like you said earlier, I think these coaches have to know these players have to do what they have to do to get on the field. So I think there's got to be a level of understanding that most of these guys are on some sort of program that may get them to fail tests or not, right? Like, so that, to me, just to boil it down, you're saying that Bill caught wind that Guerrero was feeding these guys steroids, presumably. I don't think that would be enough. If he was doing it recklessly to the point where they're going to fail tests, yes. But I think the thing with them was that Guerrero was getting in the way of medical advice and training regimens, where Bill wants the training regimens coming from his trainers and the medical advice coming from his medical people, not from someone outside the team, especially when that what Guerrero was telling him conflicted with what Bill wants to tell him. That was the mess. That's what that was about, not the PED thing.
Right, and Gronk is the easiest example of that, that the Patriots' traditional trainers and medical staff wanted Gronk, for example, to do squats. And Gronk was advised by Guerrero to not do them. Now you have a conflict. So now Belichick's looking at his player and going, you got to be kidding me. You're not going to do it because your guy outside of here is telling you no? Now you've got a problem. So what do you do? What's the only thing you... See, if you're Belichick, you can't stop Gronk from going to Guerrero. What are you going to do? Have him followed 24 hours a day? Can't do it. But what you can do is make it harder for Guerrero to get access to him.
So now where it stands is Brady wants Guerrero back. Again, the big story in the Globe today, Chris Gasper's column, let Guerrero back in. Bill should relent and let Guerrero back into the fold. Let him back in the locker room, back on the sidelines, back on the team plane. Give Brady Guerrero back in like he had him before. If Bill was ever of the mind to do that, does this stand in the way of it now? Does Bill then look at Brady and say, Tom, I can't. One of his clients just got popped. That's a red flag. That's too high. I can't have Guerrero that closely around the team, especially now. So I wonder if this gets in the way of that.
Oh, I think that it does. I mean, after I read that column this morning from Chris, I wanted to go out like a town crier. Say, yeah, see? Yeah, let him back in, Bill. You've lost. Let Guerrero back in. It's all Brady wants. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Like, I was all for that. Now, after this, today, because he's one of the more prominent clients along with Brady and Gronk, but he's the one that gets popped. I'm sorry, there's a connection there. And Bill obviously didn't like Guerrero in the first place and doesn't trust him. So now he can just simply tell Tom, no, I don't trust him.
So I think that is ammo for Bill. Cam and Taunton, what's the thought of the day?
Look, I've been largely on Brady's side. I felt that Bill should let Guerrero back in up until now. You can't. You just can't. And it's frustrating to me because I want Bill as powerless as possible because Bill's dead to me after last year. But, I mean, there's no way in hell that you can possibly let this guy back in there now unless Kraft intervenes. And when Kraft intervenes again, I think Bill, there's a chance that Bill walks out the door if Kraft cuts Bill's legs off again. I mean, Bill is now in the right on this call. I mean, if you argue differently, then you're wrong. There's no way you can let him back in this team right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kraft can't intervene now. Can't do it for two reasons. Like, first of all, he's already cut the legs off the coach. I'd have a hard time believing he'd do that in the first place. Now, after this, he's going to let him back in because we know Bill's not going to. So all of a sudden, everyone's going to go, really, Robert? You want to let a trainer back in there who had a client that might have just been popped? Like, that link, is, that the perception is there that's impossible to ignore. So Kraft's going to let the guy back in? No way. No way. Guerrero's done inside the walls at Foxborough.
Chris in Chelmsford, hi.
Hey, guys, real quick. So first, I think it's ironic, Felger, that you're calling out the callers for bad takes when your co-host thinks that Belichick dropped a dime on his best wide receiver. So, I mean, are you better than that? Come on, babe. I mean, just take a week off of the devil's lettuce, buddy. but real quick, two callers ago, I kind of think he's on to something. I mean, the controversy, if Guerrero was still an employee of the team and he was linked to PEDs. I mean, think of that would be something, man. I think
that's a big one.
Belichick knew about it ahead of time, and he kind of saw it down the line. You know,
I mean, I just have to cut you off because your phone is so bad. There was a Pittsburgh Steelers team doctor who was found to be like doling out PEDs to his guys. I can't remember where that story went or the exact linkage, but there was a much stronger link between a Steelers team doctor and PED stuff than this. And I don't even know what happened to the Steelers on that. Like, it wasn't as much as you would think. And it's not, again, it's not because they're protecting the Steelers. The league is protecting themselves against letting you know that everyone's taking PEDs. They don't want to bust PED people in the NFL. They do not want to bust drug cheats. They want their guys on the stuff. They just don't want them to abuse it to the point that it gets stupid. Just stay with, we'll let you go 65 and a 55. If you go beyond that, then you're going to make us bust you, and we don't want to do it. And the last thing we want to do is expose the entire league as having a steroid problem, which it has for probably a generation. So the league is not interested in taking down the Steelers any more than they are the Patriots, any more than they are the Broncos. It's not a Patriots thing. It's a PED thing. So you are protected on some level. I firmly believe even if they found out Guerrero was feeding half the team PEDs, they'd bury it because they can't have that. They can't have a five-time Super Bowl champion with that sort of stain. The league wouldn't let it get that far. I really believe that.
Forgive me.
Even you, who they hate.
Oh, yeah, no. The problem's too rampant. I'm not even sure it's a problem. It's the reality. You cannot survive in that league without some drugs. You need them. You need them to survive. But it's just if you get totally out of whack and go haywire. Sean Merriman, I looked up the numbers.
Yeah.
Sean Merriman's first year in the league, first three, 10 sacks, 17, which led the league. That was 06. And then 12 and a half. Then he got popped. He had six the rest of his career over three seasons. He vanished.
So this is a big part of the story that Maz mentioned earlier, and that is, what's Edelman now going to be on the backside of it? Because usually when you get popped for PEDs, you're not the same guy after that you were before. It was the beginning of the end for Rob Ninkovich. He was never the same. Rodney Harrison is, to me, the glaring example. Rodney Harrison came here in 03 and 04 and played that position as well as I've ever seen anyone play it, ever. I mean, he was just a force, just a complete buzzsaw, constantly around the ball, getting the ball, just an absolute force of nature in 03 and 04. He ripped his knee in 05, came back, got popped for PEDs, and was never the same. And I am telling you, I will say it again, you win Super Bowl 42. You beat the Giants that game if Rodney's still on it, because he gets to David Tyree in time and he rips that ball and Tyree never is able to pin it against his helmet. Rodney Harrison on PEDs makes that play. But because he wasn't, because he had to come off of it, because they were testing him and had his microscope on him, he had to train differently, he wasn't the same guy. Rodney wasn't the same guy. Ninkovich wasn't the same guy. Merriman wasn't the same guy. I gave you a baseball example of my guy, Ryan Braun. It's comical. His numbers, what happened after he got popped, the guys aren't the same. Are you worried that Julian Edelman will never be the same guy?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, especially at that age, at 32. I mean, I thought that Rob Ninkovich was completely different after he got popped a couple of years ago, too.
I just wonder, will it be immediate? You know, I still like to think now, just ideally for pure selfish football reasons, all right, he's on the juice. It doesn't go away in 4 weeks. comes back nice and loaded and sort of, you know, with wind.
It doesn't flush through your system. I don't know enough about it.
Wind beneath his sails and just, phew, you know, next year and the year beyond, we got to start to worry about it. But for this year, like, he's going.
It happened right away with Ninkovich, didn't it?
Yeah.
How about Rod?
When he came back, that was it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it happened right away with Merriman.
I don't mean to make light of it, but like, I honestly,
and Rodney,
from a pure football standpoint, that, but you know, like, it, well, this happened in the offseason too. So who knows? Like, if it's like other guys, he'll never be the same for the most part.
See, I'm worried about that. From a football standpoint, I worry about that. To me, that's a part of this story.
We continue with your reaction to this story right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just TV 12ing right now. Pliability is ability. That's Mr. Miyagi right there.
We like to say dependability is more important than ability.
Again, there's Edelman with his Mr. Miyagi, his guru, Alex Guerrero. Make sure we all know that. Very upfront about that. Puts it right in our face. Puts it right in Bill's face. Training with Alex Guerrero. He's my guru. And no, Bill, durability is not better than ability. Pliability is better than durability. Pliability is better than ability. So even sort of mocking Bill or mocking Bill's slogan right in his face.
Yeah, when it comes to the steroid test, passability is better than all of them.
Getting rubbed down by the guy that Belichick has banished from the team. So, interesting little sidelight there, but it's hard not to go to the trainer when Edelman and the rest of these guys are so upfront about Guerrero's role in their nutrition and fitness and diet and all the things that they do. They credit to Alex Guerrero and how involved he is in everything that they do. So it's hard not to... Hard not to go there. We have breaking news coming in.
Is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There is a rule on this show, right? Hit it and ask questions later.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, this is from our own Mark the Beetle Bertrand, blue check mark, who just tweeted moments ago.
He deserves a breaking news sounder.
I hear there will soon be separate statements issued by Julian Edelman and Alex Guerrero.
Oh. Why is Guerrero releasing a statement?
Right. What's he have to say if he's got nothing to do with it? Huh, doubters?
Well, I think, no. My guess is that's exactly what it is. That, you know, there's going to be speculation now. I mean, look, we're doing it. So it's going to come out and say, no. Don't look at me. We go by the book here.
So, I mean, I just don't know how you don't. When a player and all these guys spend all this time telling you that it's about Alex. Mr. Miyagi, he has the answers. And then they get popped for something. And it's like, well, the trainer has nothing to do with it. Like, okay, if you say so, but I'm just, you're the one that put the trainer in front of my face. So, again, we'll see what they have to say. Here come, according to Beatles, separate statements by Edelman and Guerrero.
What do you think a tougher conversation to hear for Julian Edelman was today? To hear, hey, you've been popped for PEDs, you're suspended the first four games of the season. Or, when Tom Brady pulled him aside at the end of practice and said, you've ruined my business. You've ruined everything.
Oh, the second one, for sure.
You know, so, if you're Guerrero... And you're not involved, you're pissed. And Brady, because it does. Because these players have linked themselves so strongly to you that you can't help but go to the trainer. And it does. It just stains. It just puts a stain on Guerrero. And what do you do? I thought you guys had the answers. Oh, it's Winstrol. Oh, I know what that answer is. You guys aren't. What are you doing? So we'll see what they have to say. Hopefully they come out here in the next half
36
hour.
Minutes.
Yeah, 36 minutes while we're still on the air. In the meantime, we continue to get your reaction. Is this Sal in the car or Cy in the car?
Yeah, Cy. Can you hear me?
Yes, Cy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I had a couple of thoughts. So I'm not mad at Brady for this reason, because he gave 20 years of... He played by the book for 20 years, and... Belichick didn't hold his end of the bargain last year with the Super Bowl, and I would be mad too. As a fan, I'm mad right now. Like, I'm mad that he messed up by not playing the best cornerback that you have. He's a defensive coach. Why wouldn't Brady be mad at him? I don't understand why you guys.
Okay, I get why he'd be mad, but then you're okay with him hurting the team in the interim? I mean, to prove that point, you're okay with him hurting the team?
I still think the team is going to be good.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. We all think they're going to be good. But by not working out with these receivers, especially now, is that putting the team in the best position to succeed. So it's okay for Brady to not put the team in the best position to succeed because he's mad at the coach for the Super Bowl. I would hate for that to be the standard operating procedure going forward. Talk about complete anarchy. The players disagree with the coach, so they're allowed to skip practice and not put in the same amount of work?
No, that happened in 2009. That worked really well.
That's a bad, I don't know, just call me crazy. That's no way to run a team. That's probably not what you're looking for. That if the players disagree with the coach on a coaching decision, they're allowed to skip practice and blow things off because they don't agree with the coach. Probably not how you want it run. Rafi in Vermont. Yes, yeah, Rafi.
Okay.
Rafi! Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Give me a second.
No, I can't.
Goodbye.
You can call us back. 617-779-0985 when you are ready.
Give me a second.
No, we can't really do that. We don't have it. Here's Max in the truck. Hi, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? This whole Julian Edelman thing, I can't stand Alex Guerrero. I mean, I think the guy, to be honest, is just kind of a scumbag. And I think if Julian Edelman is suspended the first four games, I think this kid Braxton Berrios from Miami, I follow Miami very closely, he's going to step in and he's going to fill the shoes of Julian Edelman, I think. I mean, the kid's an outstanding wide receiver. Like I said, I follow Miami very closely. I think he's going to be the next Julian Edelman or Wes Welker.
I hope you're right. I mentioned this before. Julian Edelman wasn't Julian Edelman until his third or fourth year in the league. And Wes Welker wasn't Wes Welker till his third or fourth year in the league. And Troy Brown wasn't Troy Brown until he got into his career. I don't know how many years it took for him, but none of those guys stepped off the college field onto the pro field and were who they became. And I think there's something about that position, especially here. It just feels like those guys grow into it and develop into it. If Berrios breaks that mold and is that guy slot machine, 90 catches from day one, God bless you, hit in the draft. But that's not been the history with these guys. It just hasn't been. So
yeah,
I think that's asking a ton of Braxton Berrios to step in and be Julian Edelman.
Well, McCarron, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Riley McCarron could be that guy. They got him at the practice squad from the Houston Texans last year. Bill O'Brien referred to him as he's a spinning image of Wes Welker. Apparently he was working with them today, worked with Brady. Matt Dolloff, who writes for 98.5sportshub.com, he was writing a little bit about that and saw it firsthand. So maybe that's the kid,
fine.
Riley McCarron.
So I'd say a guy that's been kicking at it for a couple of years. Yeah. There's a better chance than a guy stepping off, you know, for just right in from the ACC. So I'd give that, what's his name?
Riley McCarron.
Okay, the McCarron kid, I'd give more of a chance than the other one.
I don't think Berrios was even on the field these last 3 days, was he?
I've not kept track of that.
Yeah, I think I saw that he wasn't on the field, undisclosed injury. He hasn't been out there. We're going to count on him.
Here's Jamie in Clinton. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, first I wanted to support Murray's conspiracy train there. Of course, Bill dropped a dime. If they're going to allow PEDs, then I think they have to investigate if somebody reports it.
Okay, so if you're just catching up, folks, Murray, who is known to dabble in the devil's lettuce, as that previous caller did say, has a conspiracy theory. How did Edelman get caught, and why did he get caught now? Someone dropped a dime, and that someone is?
Bill Belichick, because this is what he can do to hurt Brady and Guerrero and TB12 and all these things that he's powerless to punish. You know, I've been saying, he's been snipped. He can't punish Brady, can't punish Gronk, but he can punish Julian Edelman, who has been part of this cabal of players that have been, you know, passive-aggressively going onto social media and posting things like, what was that Instagram post there? The pliability is as important as ability.
We've played it four times.
Yep, played that a bunch today. So that's a take on Belichick's thing that he's always saying to the team. Availability is the best ability, right? Oh, now it's pliability, eh? Oh, that's the finger. So you know what I'm going to do? I know what you're up to. I know what the rest of you are up to. I've been told I can't punish Brady or Gronkowski, but I'm going to get you. And that's how he sticks it to Brady.
And Edelman had been working out with Brady solo.
All aboard a conspiracy train.
Or blowing the whistle, as the case may be. Brady was also going rogue with his workouts this offseason. But there was one teammate who agreed to meet him in the bubble. Solo.
Julian Edelman.
Another usurpation of Belichick's control.
So I tell you what, bubble boy, I'm going to be the one that pinches you. I made you, by the way. You were a seventh-round draft pick. You were a quarterback. And I've made you into one of the best wide receivers in the NFL over the last 10 years. You're going down. And it's all despite Brady.
So just, you know, for the record, I'm not buying in on that conspiracy theory. I don't think anyone needs a dime to be dropped for the league to be suspicious of any one given player over any other, I think.
Well, all the masking agents have been working for all the Alex Guerrero and TB12 clients. But Bill knew. Bill knew what test to say to the league office. Hey, this is the test you're going to want to actually get Julian Edelman on. I know what masking agent he's been using. Use this test. You'll find it. Bang, suspension.
That is dark.
Oh, yeah, no. Now Bill's playing with test tubes back in his office and figuring out what the test is.
Dropping Mickey's in his drink.
Yeah, of course, he did become an expert on the state of the air in the football, but why not this?
That is where I get off your train, though, Murray. Here is the latest from Jim Murray, and we're back with more.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta?
Janta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady, TB12 himself, and Gronkowski will be on the practice field today. This is the first time this offseason. Both say they're ready to go. Hopefully a sign of what's to come this season for the Patriots.
It's good to have your quarterback here.
Brady's come back.
It's good to have all players here.
And he's there with Rob Gronkowski. Bill can't do nothing because he's powerless to punish you.
I mean, look, again, it's a voluntary program.
Brady's come back.
I've always had a good relationship with Tom.
And he's there with Rob Gronkowski. Who can't do nothing because he's powerless to punish you.
A mutiny, a pew.
So Murray did this morning before the Edelman news. You want to add a verse here?
Guerrero ain't coming back. Bill's got the power again. Like, it just feels like after reading Gasper's column this morning in the Boston Globe where he's saying to Bill, you know what? Put out the olive branch. Guerrero is back. No, he's not now. After Edelman has popped, there's obviously a connection between he and the TB12 method and working with Alex Guerrero. So now, with Bill not trusting Alex Guerrero, he won't be back. Sorry, Tom, you have lost.
Hang on, Murray. Let me back
up. Hold on.
I like it. Let's do that real time.
Freestyling it.
All right. 3, 2.
All right. Well, hold on here. You're throwing me all off. I wasn't even prepared for this.
Same.
Yeah. Now, he will not be back. He will not be back. Hurry up and get to the damn hook, will you, song? I just feel like, look, obviously Bill does not trust the training methods of one Alex Guerrero. Tom wants him back, and Guerrero can't come back. I'm sorry, Brady, I tested his pee. It came back polluted. And now I'm gonna get the rest of you. He won't be back. Your trainer can't travel with the team. But am I wrong to feel that way?
No. I think it gets in the way. And look, obviously, I find it interesting that Guerrero is going to release a statement tonight, according to Beatle. Because the
Guerrero's a hack.
The linkage is just so strong with the players and that guy that it does. It reflects on him, right? It can't not. And so, like, he's going to try and distance himself, and Edelman's going to try and distance Guerrero from it. And it's hard not to think it's related to this. Brady wants Guerrero back. But he ain't coming back. Not now.
There's no way.
Not now when he's got that, because it's a flag. Right? I can't have this guy around the team now. His one of his big guys just got popped for PEDs. People are going to think this is a PED trainer.
Guerrero can't come back. He can't travel with the team because he's shady. You can't do anything without him, haha. Guerrero can't come back. No, he can't travel with the team. No, you can't have him.
All right.
Real-time karaoke.
All right,
okay.
Jesus, come back! All right, to your phones, as promised. Here's Colin in Boston. Go ahead, Colin.
Jim, you've really become the songbird of the Sports Hub. I'm very impressed.
Me too.
So I think that Rob Kraft's role in this is getting a little underplayed. He's kind of a wild card because, in my mind, he's already made his stance regarding who he supports, Belichick or Brady, abundantly clear, and you can't decouple Brady from Guerrero. So maybe seeing how this tarnishes TB12 and in Patriot Place, mind you, and how Robert Kraft is kind of a lot of that whole nonsense to go on under his nose. Maybe he makes a weird wild card move and has Guerrero come back into the stadium to say, look, guys, I trust Guerrero. The team trusts Guerrero. He had nothing to do with it. All our guys are clean. It was because Edelman was playing Nerf football in Florida or whatever he was doing, and that's why he had that failed test. It had nothing to do with my guy, Guerrero.
Sure, and I'm sure they're all going to say that. Does the coach, I mean, the coach doesn't need an excuse to get rid of Guerrero. He just doesn't want him there. And he has valid reasons to not want him there.
Right, exactly.
He's got valid reasons in terms of how Alex was undermining his own staff. So whether it's legit or not, or Guerrero was involved or not, it's something for Belichick to use, to whether he believes it or not, to even say, guys, we can't have him around the team now, especially now, because this is, he's too close to these players and this is too high profile of a bust, a situation. I can't have him around the team.
I didn't think he was going to have him back anyway, but now no shot.
And if Bill wants to be a real a-hole and really stick it to these guys and be snide about it, he's got all sorts of material to be snide. Nice method, guys. Oh, that's the method? You're selling books? Well, I could have told you that. Oh, it's just PEDs? That's the trick you guys have been shoving down my throat? Oh, it's just that? Nice. Nice method you got there. Like, he could really stick it to him if he wants to.
I mean, if he really wanted to be an a-hole, he could even say, not only can he not come in to work with guys, Tom, I can't let him come in to work with you now either.
I can't let you guys go see him. He could pull that, couldn't he?
Well, see, that one, I just don't know how he enforces. Like, you know, when these guys go home, what are they going to do? Is Belichick have people camping outside the house so Guerrero can't come over? Like, ultimately, if they want to see him, they're going to see him.
So, by the way, I don't think he's going to do any of those things. But I do think it plays in this Belichick-Brady-Guerrero thing. It just, it has to.
Gives Bill ammo.
We've got Tim in Providence. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got?
So I think, actually, Kraft is more to blame with everything on this than anything because, quite frankly, he should have let Bill trade Brady back beginning of last year. He could have cleaned house, wouldn't have to deal with Guerrero and all his baloney and everything like that. Make everything under his control, and by Kraft doing what he did, he undermined Bill. And
so, Tim, I agree. And in real time, were you saying this last year?
Yes, I was.
You were? Okay, so you and Maz, I mean, just so you're consistent, I'm telling you, that's a hard thing to do that to a quarterback who's still the best in the league coming off an MVP and a Super Bowl championship. Not many of those guys get traded, which is what they would have had to do. But if you were saying they should have done it last year, then fine. God bless you. God bless you. That's what it would have taken.
See, but I do think it now, especially, it makes it harder for Kraft to intervene. And not, he already cut the legs off the quarterback, the coach, rather, so he can do that again. Like that's not even the part of it that I look at. I look at it, and now you're going to endorse Guerrero? Like, you're going to get, you know, aside from the Bill-Tom dispute, is this a guy you're really going to endorse if you're the owner of the Patriots and you're going to back him by getting him back in your locker room? If I were Kraft, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
We've got Rick in Acton. I'll jump him here. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, two quick things. One, sad to point out, but didn't Tom Brady's mom have cancer 2 years ago and he still made it to the OTAs?
Yes, that is correct, Rick, yes.
Instead of going to Monaco?
That's right.
And then the other thing, too, is that a caller about an hour ago was wondering why we should be suspicious of Guerrero instead of other trainers that might have been involved with clients that had PEDs. Well, last time I checked, not many other trainers were pushing concussion Kool-Aid or vitamins to get rid of cancer.
I mean, what other trainers have been sanctioned twice by the federal government for false claims? This guy claimed to be a doctor. He's not. He still pumps a thing that he's got a certificate in Chinese medicine, which is, I think he can do acupuncture. He got it from a now-defunct school on Sepulveda Boulevard in L.A., not from, like, a medical school, from like a clinic-y kind of thing. So the guy's got a slippery, shady past to begin with. And now one of his guys gets rung up for PEDs. I mean, I think it's just too obvious. It's just, it has to be brought up. The linkage has to be made. Whether, now that's not to say that, that he's totally involved in it or that he gave the stuff to Edelman. But I just don't know how you don't go to the trainer there, especially given his past. It's just, you know, what he's going to have to own. Alex Guerrero has to own that, given his past. And, you know, but the caller said, how can you not do this with other PED guys across the league? I would. I guarantee you, most guys that fail PED tests, if you dig in their garbage long enough, I bet there's a shady trainer somewhere in their orbit that you can point to. No, absolutely.
Yeah, and many of them, that's how they've been caught.
No question. And the big drug scandals centered around the trainers. Belko, Victor Conte, Greg Anderson, Radomski in New York, you name it. So I don't think that's what's coming here, because I don't think the NFL wants any part of that. They don't want to expose that. And I'm not even saying that Alex is doing that necessarily. So I don't think that's coming here. I don't think that's coming at all. But a guy fails a PED test, it's fair to go to the trainer. It's absolutely fair to go to the trainer and say, what's up with this? Especially given how many, he gives his past and also how many guys that he trains. Here's Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris.
Wonderful show, guys. Thanks for taking the call. What if this isn't Guerrero? What if this is Belichick said, hey, I need you back. Get back as quick as you can and, you know, code for it. Do whatever you need to do to get back healthy. And then the next thing you know, it's...
Let me ask you this, Chris. And Beadle raised this earlier. It's a really interesting question. If Edelman comes back and can resume his career and have a good year, was it worth it?
What do you
mean? Well, sure. Yes, of course. But that's...
In other words, Peyton Manning, pretty obviously, when he had his neck injury, had some treatments that had some PEDs in them.
Yep.
He came back, threw 50 touchdowns, won another Super Bowl, extended his career by another 4 years. And now he's been caught, you know, he's been outed. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't even think that's a question. Like, I don't mean to be that cavalier about it. Like, you know, yes, I told you, the four games don't mean anything to me. The morality of it doesn't mean anything to me. To me, the two biggest stories here are, one, the link to Guerrero, not necessarily in this order, because I initially gave them to you the other way around. But one is the Guerrero one we've been talking about. The other one, to me, is what kinds of player is he going to be when he comes back? If he's the same player, I don't give a rat's ass about this suspension. Again, I don't give a rat's ass anyway. I think they're going to endure the four games. It'll be harder, but they have enough. They still have Hogan. They still have Gronk. They still have White and Burkhead.
If doing the PEDs gets them back to being the same player, and at the end of the day gets the Patriots back to the Super Bowl, was it worth it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if anything, he'll be healthier for later in the season because he didn't play in the first month.
And that's worth the shame, the outing, the public humiliation. Again, I just see the words and come up with the top of my head. Whatever he's going to experience now here in these 4 weeks, the loss of salary, it's like $500,000, maybe more, and the public outing, that's worth it.
I mean, see, to me, maybe it's just me, I don't think there is shame.
How about his brand? Because he's... Doesn't he got Jet 11 stuff?
Yeah,
like,
he's got
he?
Hats and skateboard nonsense and things like that.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not going to take a hit. People don't care about this kind of thing anymore.
That might a little bit for the people who are, you know, holier than thou about it and purism and all that. That might. But I don't think there's any shame. Again, I think we're past that. Like, you know...
I am for sure.
Well, there's I largely think the sports world is... Like, if you don't think these guys are doing something at this stage, where have you been buried? Or where's your head been buried in the last 10, 15 years?
I told you, my only surprise today is that he failed a test. But the fact that he was doing it or not a surprise at all. In fact, I'd be surprised if he wasn't on them. I'm surprised if any guy's not on them. You tell me any guy in the NFL who's not on them, I'd be surprised.
See,
but I'm surprised that an Alex guy got caught like that. I'm surprised.
I mean, I would say in the case of Edelman, I would say it's almost worth it either way. Like, even if he's not the same player, in that case, you could say, well, the crime was failing the test. It wasn't taking the PEDs.
There's no question that was the crime. There's no question that was the slip up. The tests are pretty easy. They're pretty easy to get by. Really easy to get by. I mean, the real Victor Conte will tell you this, they're a joke. If you fail one of these tests in a pro league, you're a moron, he'll say. So that is a slip up. What are you doing failing one of these tests?
Yeah, I wonder what happened. I do. I wonder what happened.
Bring.
He didn't.
Hello, league office. I got a player you need to look into. Click. Yes, I wondered. I wonder. I wonder too, Mass.
The final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go, Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Jim.
Best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so it's a Felger...
Guerrero's a hack!
Felger-themed final word here today. Starting with, you know, someone's phone kept going off.
Oh, it's so annoying. I'm sorry.
Earlier in the show today. Maybe we were someone trying to call you with scoops.
No. Don't do that, Tommy.
Would that really surprise you?
Yes. This has surprised me every step of the way. And if my phone does that again, I'm going to throw it against the wall.
Now you're blowing up with scoops over there.
What is
it? See, it wouldn't surprise... I'd be more surprised if Brady...
Yeah, just kept happening. Turn the thing off. Put it on vibrate.
I know.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, yesterday, we have this, too. I went on my anti-recycling rant prompted by Tom Brady's soccer mom pitch for paper straws. Something that also offended fellow eco-warrior Mike Felger. Again, hashtag one big bag. And if you want to see the actual one big bag and the outdoor barrel that I use for inside, I just tweeted a photo of it. Hashtag one big bag. But here's more of what we didn't get to play in the final word yesterday.
Here's Brian in Nahant. Living in Nahant, you like it when all those plastic things roll up on your shore? Like the,
we got them all the time.
Yeah, the feminine things that roll up on the shore and the plastic this and plastic that. Are you good with that in Nahant, Brian? Are you okay with that?
Oh, of course. You know, whatever.
yeah, whatever. Let's just swim in a bunch of plastic garbage. That's great. Why? Because some liberal wants me to separate my stuff. Or some goopy Brazilian wants me to pay attention on Earth Day. No, it's all going in one thing. So let's all swim in a bunch of plastic crap. That's great, Murray. Tremendous. Excellent. Love it. I love swimming in tampon dispensers. It's great.
A lot of that in Nantucket?
Yeah, it floats up anywhere. Wherever the water is, that's where plastic's floating. But nah, some liberal wants me to separate. I'm going to get one big bag. And let's all float and just live in a bunch of garbage. That's great. I love driving down the highway around here. It's like we've started to look like New Jersey. You come off the freeway on one of these freeway exits, and it's just garbage everywhere. Because some liberal doesn't want you to put your stuff away. So just toss it out the window. One big bag. Let's just float in a sea of plastic crap. Great. That's what I want my kids growing up in. So whenever they swim, they're swimming in tampon dispensers. I think that's great. No, that's great idea, Jim. One big bag. Put your tampon dispensers in there too, please. Because I want them in the water with everything else. Drink it up out of paper straw. Who cares?
Yeah, I like a regular straw. Just like when I go to the supermarket, oh, we don't have plastic bags. Oh, why is that? We only use paper bags.
I know.
Great. Oh, and the next time you want me to bring my own bag and further inconvenience me? Yeah, no thanks. I'll find another store.
Yeah, Felga, I think it's actually an applicator, not a dispenser.
Whatever, you know what I mean. Those things. You know what I mean.
Yeah, dispensers like a machine, like a vending machine's a dispenser.
Now, see, that's a topic for the off-air show. That's a topic for a podcast. Like, that's when we got...
That was one of our funniest 15-minute segments of 2018.
So, I mean, you could do that for 4 hours. I mean, I got 4 hours of material on that, believe you me.
Well, I'll be putting it to some photos, including the one that you were so kind to send to me last night.
Yes.
Of you recycling with the middle finger right in the air to
I did.
Me.
I sent Murray a picture of I was recycling last night, and I gave him the finger.
No, I know, because we don't want to end up swimming in a sea of plastic crap.
Nope. But no, it's okay. You can't be bothered just to drop the can in the other bucket versus the other bucket. Like, they don't make it that hard. It's super easy.
No, Murray doesn't have the time.
They give you two waste baskets.
He's busy.
You put the bottle in one of them and everything else in the other. Really not that hard.
He's busy sitting on his couch, sparking up,
smoking pot and petting his cat. He's too busy. Too busy vaping and petting his cat to put the bottle in the recycle thing versus the regular thing.
Yeah, I can't split the recycling right now. I gotta get high.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.